that led us down the pathway of looking at, you know, third-party systems, data integration platform, to connect all of our internal EHRs, but also provide us a platform to connect to our external partners and also consolidate all the data that we had internally so that we could really drive strategy.
From InterSystems, it's the Healthy Data Podcast. I'm Jordan Cooper. To learn more about this and other episodes, please visit podcast.healthydata.com.
I'm here today with BJ Evans, former CIO of Stonerise Healthcare, founder and principal advisor at 828 Advisors. BJ has over 25 years of IT experience supporting and leading teams on six continents. BJ is a tech executive, an entrepreneur, and an ordained minister. BJ, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Jordan. Good morning.
Hey. So, BJ, I understand that you're the senior pastor at Jody Baptist Church, and as many of your peers in the IT space can likely attest, sometimes seeing a project through to completion requires a little bit of faith in your team, in the product, in leadership, and in the vision. What synergies have you found between your work in the clergy and your work in health IT?
I think you nailed it, Jordan. Faith is always an important part of everything we do. And, you know, I always tell people that I pray like everything depends on God, and I work like it all depends on me, and it seems to work out.
All right. Well, that's, you know, I always ask, I like to show different sides of people. I think showing, just like you want to have a holistic patient record and understand everything about your patients, our listeners also like to have a holistic view of the guests. So just throwing that in there. To get to the main substance of today's talk, I'd like to talk about the vision you had for data integration at Stonerise, and then we can go from there about how it was implemented.
So it started back in 2018. The owners of Stonerise approached me about coming in as a consultant. So I was doing consulting back in 2018. And what they wanted, they had a very clear vision of what they were building at Stonerise, which was an integrated post-acute care network. So it wasn't just skilled nursing. It wasn't just home health. It wasn't therapy. It was all of those things. So if you think of an acute care system that has many different branches, the owners of Stonerise had that vision for post-acute. And they felt like that the technology that they currently had, although it was robust and it served the needs of each of the silos within the network, the transitions of care were difficult. The holistic view of a patient was difficult. So we started out evaluating the business and saying, okay, that's the vision for the business. How do we align the technology with the business, the vision of the business? And initially, you know, my thinking was, well, a single EHR makes a lot of sense to do that. But as I dug into the different offerings in the space, there was no one EHR that really was a top tier solution for the different lines of business or lines of service within the Stonerise network. So that led us down the pathway of looking at, you know, third party systems, data integration platform to connect all of our internal EHRs, but also provide us a platform to connect to our external partners and also consolidate all the data that we had internally so that we could really drive strategy forward.
What were some of the benefits that owners were hoping to accrue through their data integration strategy?
So first and foremost, it was ease of transitions of care. So most of the time, we learned that most of the time that patient decline, patient mistakes, things of that nature happen when a patient is transitioning. So that's where when medication errors happen. That's when you'll sometimes see significant decline, and obviously in post-acute care, There's a rehospitalization penalty during that transition of care if that patient kicks back into the hospital in a certain period of time. So that's where we seem to have the disconnect, because it was a lot of manual process. They would hand the patient a discharge sheet, or hand them a CD, or hand them something, and then when they arrived at the next care setting, you know, all of that data had to be re-entered. There's chances for mistakes, there's chances for missed entry. So the idea was, we've got to make seamless transitions of care, and we needed a platform to help us do that, like I said, both internally and externally.
All right, so you were looking for seamless transitions of care in order to reduce errors, reduce redundancy. What were some of the processes that you discovered that were able to facilitate that seamless transition of care?
So probably the top processes was basically the ability to receive CCD, continuity of care documentation, from the acute care setting into that next step, whether it be home health or skilled nursing facilities, to be able to ingest that into the EHR and give our nursing teams visibility of what happened in the acute care setting, what kind of medications were going to be needed, what kind of other conditions exist for the patient, you know, because oftentimes a patient may be coming into a post-acute care setting post-surgery, and that becomes kind of the major focus. Well, they may be a diabetic, they may have other underlying health conditions that also need to be focused on, and really gaining that understanding increases the quality of care that we could deliver. So that was really big. And then for us, you know, a very simple way to think of it, you know, many of our patients that came into our skilled nursing facilities ended up going home with our home health. And, you know, we were one brand, one company, Stonerise. And initially, when that patient transitioned from skilled nursing to home health, we had to re-register them. So we had nurses going to their home the first visit. On the intake visit, they're entering all the same information that we had in the skilled nursing facility. And you know, a lot of times patients would say, I thought you all were Stonerise. Didn't we give them all this information? So, you know, if you think maybe 10 years ago in an acute care setting where every time you went to the doctor, they ask you for the same information, it was kind of that similar feel. And we were trying to overcome that and give the patient a level of comfort that, hey, we are one company. We do operate
right
across a single platform.
So then you looked at, and then you implemented, began implementing the InterSystems integration engine. Were you able to, what outcomes did you see? I mean, what extent did you finish that implementation? Where were you in that process?
So we were able to build our first sets of interfaces with some of our EHR partners and ingest data and begin to build the algorithms for the matching.
Yeah.
We were actually doing patient matching and creating an MPI. So that was kind of step number one, was creation of an MPI, Stonerise Master Patient Index.
Mm-hmm.
Once we knew we had the technology in place and had the data governance around that in place, then we could really start bringing in more data. But that was the beginning, and that's as far as we got before we were actually purchased.
Right. So I want to transition this conversation to that topic now. Your implementation was interrupted by the acquisition of Stonerise by CommuniCare. Now, many of our listeners are CIOs and other health IT leaders in health systems across the United States. Many of them have seen or are actively experiencing mergers and acquisition experiences with their own organizations. I'd like to ask you, BJ, about the experience of preparing for an acquisition, what that was like, and what could have made it go smoother.
You know, it really depends upon the perspective of the company that is the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's multiple kind of approaches, and I've done M&A. This is my first foray into healthcare M&A work, but I've done M&A in other industries quite a lot. So there's some fundamental questions that have to be answered up front. Mm-hmm. You know, the first and foremost, are we going to integrate systems or bring the purchased entity onto existing systems on day one? Or are we going to leave the purchased asset or entity as is for a certain period of time with a transition, which was the approach that CommuniCare took with Stonerise. They left all the systems in place for a certain period of time, give them a chance to evaluate the way we did business, because unlike many of the acquisitions that CommuniCare had done in the past, Stonerise was a very profitable entity, very solid, healthy company. And they wanted to see how we did business. So they left it intact for a certain period of time, and then they've slowly transitioned the Stonerise facilities onto their systems, onto their platforms. So as far as preparation goes, you know, having all of your documentation, all of your systems documented, I think one of the challenges that IT always faces is we like to be doers, not documenters. Mm-hmm. Having strong documentation is really important. And frankly, it's imperative for cybersecurity. It's imperative for compliance. So they, you know, strictly speaking about healthcare, organizations need to have good discipline in documentation of their systems, of how they govern data, of what their data standards are. And then once the decision is made on the philosophy for integration, you take that documentation and you put together a plan.
So BJ, prior to your experience in healthcare, you were working in IT in the energy business. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. Mainly mining and oil and gas and heavy industry, capital-intensive industry.
You mentioned that you had been through a few M&As before the CommuniCare's acquisition of Stonerise. Healthcare is familiar with learning from other industries. Many of our listeners will be familiar with Lean Sigma, which, of course, came out of the automotive industry. That was Toyota car manufacturing. Many of our listeners may be aware of Atul Gawande's Checklist Manifesto, which came out of the Michigan Keystone Project, where Peter Pernovos was the PI on that project for quality improvement projects in hospitals in Michigan. And that was all based upon pilots in airlines doing checklists to make sure airplanes are safe before flying. BJ, are there any lessons that healthcare may be able to learn from your experience in mining, in petroleum, and other heavy industries?
Process. So the heavy industries that I've worked in, compliance is number one. No harm both to workers or the environment is kind of priority number one. And then when you look at those industries, the pressure of the down cycles, because those are very cyclical industries, mm-hmm. where healthcare has really been on an upward trajectory consistently, right? From revenues, from volume, the discipline within the heavy energy industries is you're going to have up cycles, you're going to have down cycles, and you must have discipline, cost discipline, and process efficiency discipline in order to withstand and be a survivor whenever the price of your commodity that you're extracting is low, right? So I think that there is... in healthcare, there's a lack of discipline in terms of longevity of process. There's a a struggle at times to standardize, and with standardization, you gain efficiency. And and I think in heavy industry, you know, our focus was always ensuring that given the minerals or the basin of oil or gas that we were trying to work in, given the characteristics of that within that basin, we wanted to be the low-cost provider. And that requires a tremendous amount of discipline. And it requires a tremendous amount of technology, because if you're not innovating, if you're not aligning the technology with your business, then technology's overhead. But if you're really spending your technology dollars in a strong and very well thought out way that aligns with your business strategy, which, for example, in heavy industry, heavy extraction, it was cost most of the time, compliance and cost and production. You know, we had to ensure that we did things the same way every time in order to bring a level of predictability to the.
So, BJ, I appreciate you sharing lessons from other industries. You mentioned process and compliance, improving discipline in healthcare. Something else relating to healthcare from other industries is there's more of an orientation in healthcare around meeting consumer demands. Consumerism in general is a theme that's been emerging across healthcare in the United States. And also, you're a consultant, so you have exposure to different healthcare delivery systems across the country. Can you speak to the changing expectations of consumers related to data integration and availability in healthcare?
Sure. I've always likened it to kind of the different generational definitions, like Gen X, Gen Z, Millennial. I think as we see this transition that we're in right now, where obviously the baby boomers are the largest consumer of healthcare services, right? And then next is going to be Gen X. Gen X is much more comfortable working with technology than baby boomers. And I don't want to lump any, I don't want to, you know, stereotype anyone, but that in general is the case. So I foresee that what's going to happen is the expectation curve for data integration, the expectation curve for the ability to control and access our own health data is really going to steepen over the next 10 to 15 years as Gen X begins to be more consumers of healthcare services. I experience it in my own life. I'm going to share a very personal detail here, Jordan, but my youngest son has epilepsy, and it's been a struggle. It started when he was about 14. He's 17 now. And I'm not going to mention the health systems that we've worked with, but we've worked with a couple different health systems to address his needs. And one of those health systems is not very well integrated. The other health system is very well integrated. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that I have a sense of comfort and a sense of confidence in the health system that's integrated, that I can communicate with his care team immediately versus the one that you call and it takes, you know, weeks to talk to anyone. And I think that consumer expectation, we're going to see a steep climb in that as my generation becomes greater consumers of healthcare.
I appreciate you sharing that personal anecdote, BJ. I think it brings your point home to our listeners that data integration is something that is very much aligned with consumerism and a general trajectory in healthcare. We are approaching the end of this podcast episode, so I would like to ask you a final question, BJ. As I mentioned, our listeners are leaders in health IT across the country. What advice would you give to them regarding moving towards improve data integration in their own organizations?
I think the foundation, Jordan, is when and where possible, have strong data standards, data governance. I think that's the beginning. That's the starting point, if you will. Look at your systems. Look at how you're capturing data. You know, one thing I found across EHRs is there's a lot of room for non-standardized data or free text data. That becomes very difficult. And I'm not saying anything that your audience doesn't understand, but I think if you can look for opportunities to standardize across all of your different silos, I think that's and at least start defining what a translation would look like and what your standard would be. That's really step number one. And in order to do that, you have to get your providers on board. You have to get your nurses on board. A really strong chief medical information officer that gets the need for accurate, timely data is really, really important. We were working down that path. We had very strong support from our chief nursing officer. We had very strong support from our medical officer. But just getting them to understand why it's important, because you have to think they're wound in such a way that they are focused on the patient in front of them in a lot of cases. And how do I help this person? Which is great. Technology people, you know, aren't really wound that way oftentimes, and we're thinking, well, what's next? How do we, you know, make this more streamlined, more efficient? So I think finding people who can speak both of those languages is really important, and really focusing on the data standards.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. This has been BJ Evans, former CIO of Stonerise Healthcare and the founder and principal advisor, 828 Advisors. BJ, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us today.
From InterSystems, this has been the Healthy Data Podcast. I'm Jordan Cooper. Thank you for listening.